Airline tickets, they go up, they go down, but what if you could know ahead of time they're going down? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest today is Mike Fridgen, who is Vice President of Marketing and Product Development for Faircast. And if you haven't heard of this company, you will. We're going to talk about it today. And if you're a frequent flyer, you're going to want to be familiar with it. Mike, thanks for taking a few moments out to talk with our listeners today.
Happy to do it. Thanks, Paul.
Let me ask you first about Faircast. What is it? I know that up until recently, the company was called Hamlet. Our listeners may be familiar with the old company. Tell us a little bit about the development of Faircast and what you guys are setting out to do.
Sure. Faircast.com is a smart travel search site that helps you buy with confidence. So first off, it's a travel search experience, not an online agency experience like Expedia or Travelocity. Unlike them, we're a search site. So you come to us to see all the prices and options, booking options, in one place, and then we direct you as you go from our site to, say, a supplier's website like AA.com or an agency website like Orbitz.com from our website. So it's a place to run one search, see all the options, comparison shop, and then book at the right place that makes sense for you. And then, two, the smart element is we try to empower customers with better information so they make smarter purchase decisions. We've launched an airfare prediction that helps customers know when to buy. So when you come and run a search for flights, we'll show you if fares are rising or dropping and give you a tip to buy now or wait, saving you money on that purchase.
Now,
so it's smart travel search.
I want to stop you right there because that's the feature I used about a week ago to book some airline tickets for the end of the year. And we were looking at tickets. I think our the flight we wanted to take, my wife and I, were about $238 a piece. We thought about it, decided, yeah, we want to do that. We came back the next day, $360. And so I used Faircast and set myself up for the email bulletins to let me know how the prices were moving. And this is where it really got fascinating for me, because if I understand correctly, you guys have done a lot of research over a period of a couple of years, watching airfares rise and fall and figuring out algorithms in a computer that can predict when they're going to rise and fall. Is that kind of an accurate statement?
That's right, Paul. We actually a very unique company in the sense we were born as a computer science project at the University of Washington. Our founder, by the name of Oren Etzioni, is a computer science professor there. He and his PhD students came up with the technology back in 2003. So they took down a bunch of data and started running research and analysis on it and got comfortable with that they could, in fact, predict airfare pricing. From there, a lot of time and energy has been put in. We've looked at over 175 billion airfare observations today. That's the core data. And then on top of that, we bring in additional information. Like there's actually over 200 factors that we look in terms of seasonality and supply demand factors, etc. And then on top of that, we run a bunch of analysis, data mining approaches to that to come up with the algorithm that then predicts the pricing. So there's a lot of technology that goes into what at the end of the day you see is an arrow and a recommendation to buy now or wait. So, yeah, that's something that we released late last year and continue to improve upon that. And from there, we built a lot of other features as well.
Now, I'm going to ask you, based on your background, you used to work for Alaska Airlines. And
that's right.
I think one of the most frustrating things for air travelers trying to book tickets is, why in the world do ticket prices wildly fluctuate from day to day? I know that, I always thought, well, if I order at least 28 days out, I'll probably do pretty well. And then you often see them go up. And then I hear people getting stupendous last-second deals, and I kind of understand how that works. But how can it go up on a Saturday and back down the following Monday and then back up on a Wednesday? Based on your airline background, what's going on here?
Sure. So every airline has a revenue management department. I'm sure your listeners are familiar with that. And what they're basically trying to do is maximize the yield, per ticket, per passenger on that flight. Now, we know airlines historically have not been very profitable, so they're doing whatever they can to make as much money per flight. And in general, over a long period of time, airlines are making around 5% in terms of their margin across the board. So this isn't a very profitable industry. They need to be very smart about managing, all of their inventory. So they're just being responsible as a business, managing supply and looking at supply and demand and trying to optimize, like I said, their yield. So their revenue management is, this is 11 months in advance. They're putting fares in the market for departure dates way out in the future. As you get closer to departure, around 90 days to departure, they start to really look at, okay, what do my load factors look like? How does my, am I filling, if I'm filling the planes out 90 days in the future, future. And that's where they start to tweak a little bit with the pricing. So as they drop the pricing, obviously they get more people in. And as they get closer to departure, more and more of the planes filled up. And that's where you see airlines get a little bit more aggressive about raising fares. So, you know, what we've seen in general as we've studied is yes, you know, it's true. 14 days before departure, you can pretty much bank on the fact that fares will increase from there. But what people aren't aware of, and where it's kind of a myth that we've kind of looked at here, is that you know, 15 days to about 35 days is generally where most of the volatility is. And that's where there's opportunities to really save some money, because if they're not filling the planes like they thought they might, they'll then drop the price. And then that's where you can jump in and get a good, great deal. So, but what we basically, in general, kind of general rule is, if you buy too early, you'll probably buy at a higher price than you could have bought it at. If you buy too late, you're probably going to, you know, within 14 days, you're going to probably spend too much. It's that 15 to 35 day period is where there's a lot of volatility and opportunity to save money and get a good price.
Okay, now within that 35 to 15 days out, are there general rules of thumb that even without software you could have told people, like, don't buy on a Monday, not on a weekend, or things like that?
You know, there's so much a differentiation by market. I mean, some markets are highly competitive and you know, a lot of different carriers in the market. And then there's other markets that, you know, the pricing is much more stable and less markets. It's kind of a set price that stays within a certain range. So it's really hard to kind of say rules around days of week, et cetera. I think, you know, one of the tools that we provide in addition to the prediction is a fare history. So, you know, at a glance, you can see, you know, if I would have come and run this exact search, you know, that we're talking about origination, destination, and set of dates, that exact search for the last, say, up to 90 days in the past, where would the lowest fare have been? It's literally pricing and availability. So you could have, we show you that as if you plot it, it's a little graph. So you can, in an eyeball look, say, hey, the current price, am I buying at the peak or in the trough? You know, you want to be at mm-hmm. the, you obviously want to be in the peak of the valley. You want to be in the valley of that pricing. So you got to kind of just look at where it's been and use the tools, the graph and the prediction to make a good decision.
Yeah, this is interesting because this sheds a whole new light on this industry. This is almost like buying stocks. This is the kind of information you'd want if you were investing in a company.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, one great analogy for Faircast.com is the weather. I mean, when you go see the weather every night, you know, they show you the, you know, the satellite images and the Doppler radar, but it all boils down to what's the temperature going to be, and is it rain or shine? And I think that's what, you know, there's a lot that goes into the science behind our predictions and the things we're doing. At the end of the day, what's useful to a consumer when they come to Faircast.com to shop for flights is, you know, tell me, is it rising or dropping? In some cases, we'll even tell you how much we think it'll rise or drop. Mm-hmm. Tell me what your confidence level is in that, and we'll actually give a confidence percentage, how confident we are in the prediction. That's actually a reflection of our track record for predictions in that market.
Right.
And then, should I buy now or wait? Just tell me, you know, give me some expert advice based on everything you've done and keep it simple. So that's, you know, the weather analogy is good, stock analogy. I mean, it is a lot of great information to help you buy smarter. And in today's environment, that's important. You know, there's, you know, now the onus of getting the right price and making good decisions is on us. If you go back 10 years ago, you used to trust a travel agent to do that. Well, now that's on us to make those good decisions. And so having this information at your fingertips really helps you feel smarter and better about making those purchases.
Well, and clearly your computers can do a way better job of detailed analysis of trends over time than any travel agent could in his head.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think to some extent, the travel agent was flying blind when it came to that pricing. But when you think about from the consumer point of view, they didn't see what was happening on the green screen, right? I mean, mm-hmm. they didn't have direct access. They didn't feel the pain of that volatility. They ended up paying a price and they got in their seat. But with a consumer, when the next day you can go back and say, oh, I should have waited, or mm-hmm. I should have bought. That's all now very transparent to a consumer. So they you know, carry the burden of making those decisions and winning or losing. So that's why having a tool like that helps them be smarter and book with confidence.
Okay, now I think the statistic I read was that Faircast's algorithm is on average 74% reliable. The tickets I bought, I think, were the confidence level was somewhere around 90% in the prediction, which turned out to work out. That tells me that there are some markets that even the computer can't figure out on the low end of that average.
That's right. And we, you know, we don't ever believe we'll be clairvoyant here. I mean, we know that we're going to be wrong sometimes. What we're trying to do is expose as much of the information as possible so you can use the prediction and make a good decision. So that's why that confidence level is there. When we have lower confidence, we want you to know that, because we want you to use the information appropriately based on that. The confidence you mentioned, the 74.5%, that was actually a third party came in and looked at over 44,000 predictions and looked at how well we did on those predictions. And that's reported from a third party, a publicly traded company that came in to look at those results. We also, in addition to having a third party come in to verify our accuracy, we've also launched a product that really backs up our prediction. It's called FairGuard. So when we say fares are holding steady, or we even say they'll drop, for $10, we'll provide this product called FairGuard that backs up our prediction. So if the lowest fare goes up over a 7-day period, we'll pay the difference between today's lowest fare and the fare that goes up over that 7 days. So it's really us putting our money where our mouth is with regard to our prediction.
Well, and I'm sure the computer helped you decide how much money to put where your mouth was.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, and again, even there, we're wrong sometimes. Mm-hmm. But we're accurate enough to where we're able to provide that product and show consumers that we're not just throwing this information up on a screen. We'll back it up.
We're talking today with Mike Fridgen, who is the Vice President of Marketing and Product Development for Faircast. And I used this product a few days ago to book some airline tickets. And what it does is it helps you predict whether waiting will see prices go up or down, which, as we all know, could be very, very valuable if you're booking airline tickets. Mike, when we come back in a moment, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the business model for Faircast and what other product lines you guys are going to get into, if you can talk to that.
Absolutely.
We'll be back in a moment. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Shoot happens. Come on, you know it does. Even the world's top test pilots know there are in-flight situations you can't always recover from. Mid-air collision, control failure, pilot incapacitation. In severe emergencies, do what the world's top test pilots do. Use a parachute. Except, instead of having to bail out of a moving aircraft, you can have the safety of a BRS full airframe recovery parachute. BRS has parachutes for an enormous variety of aircraft, from experimental to light sport, and all the way to retrofits on certified airplanes. Shoot happens. Will you be ready when it does? Call BRS today at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking today with Mike Fridgen, who is the Vice President of Marketing and Product Development for Faircast, which is a company that we want all frequent flyers to take a look at. This is really interesting stuff. Mike, welcome back. Let me ask you a little bit about the company now. First question is about your relationship to the airlines and the hotels, because one of the things your website says in that regard is, quote, "We are committed to supporting airlines and hotels. We strive to help our suppliers lower distribution costs and build customer value. Our flights and hotel search features, such as flight quality filters and hotel rate key, help consumers make smart trade-offs that decommoditize travel products," unquote. Now, when I think of airline travel, it has become a commodity. I mean, everybody gets on the internet now, or almost everybody does. We're not looking for the airline that'll service the best meals or the ones that have the most comfortable first class seats. We're looking for the absolute cheapest way from point A to point B in most cases for most people. How does a tool like this that helps us buy the airline ticket at the lowest price decommoditize air travel?
Absolutely. You know, we don't believe that smart is always about the lowest price. We just don't believe that. We believe people are looking for the right trip at the right price, and sometimes that means paying more than lowest fare available. And I'll give you an example. So if you run a search on faircast.com, you'll see a set of filters that allow you to filter by stops, by airlines, by times, even by flight quality. So you can go in there and say, remove all red eye flights and remove all long layover flights. I don't want to wait in the airport too long. We make it possible if you really find the right trip at the right price and make smart trade-offs. And this even goes into some of the things we're looking to do in the future. I mean, people aren't really aware within most flight web experiences, like, how much more would it be for first class? Some people are curious. At some price point, you might be interested in that. Or what would the price be for a refundable ticket? You know, business traveler might be interested in that. So, you know, another thing too, could I, for $10 more, could I save 3 hours in flight time?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are things that sometimes within some of the user experience, because it's so price driven, you don't get a feel for, oh, if I paid a little bit more, I might have a better experience on this flight, right? Because, you know, it might be because all the lowest fares are on the pages that, you know, paying $10 more to save 3 hours in flight time might be three pages deep on the results. You just never see it. So we don't believe it's all about price. We believe it's about making smart trade-offs to find the right trip at the right price. And sometimes it might be the lowest fare, but it's not always the case.
See, now I have a problem with the way the airlines have managed this part of the business, because I think that what they've done is they have looked at, the large majority of people who, like cattle, go to their computer screens and go to Priceline or whatever, and they have ignored, to some extent, the opportunities to differentiate themselves as being of a higher quality in some regard. I think the airlines, to some extent, have, you know, with their constant chasing each other with $5 rate increases and dropbacks, have kind of created this commodity problem for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a fair assessment?
Well, you know, I think, you know, all airlines are different, and it's a very competitive marketplace, and certainly price is an element of a very big driver. You know, I think the way we look at it, we think there are three things that consumers are most interested in, are critical needs. You know, one is price, one is selection, and the next is expertise. We think that's kind of core to a shopping experience for flights. And I think, you know, price needs it. You know, that is how that is a big swinger in terms of getting people butts in seats, as they say in the industry, right? That's a big determinant. But, you know, having options for higher quality experience and having the expertise in the shopping experience is also a meaningful part.
Okay. Tell us about your business model. How will Faircast make money? It looks as though it'll be advertising based.
It is. It's a bit of a hybrid business model in that, you know, one element is the transaction. So we have FareGuard, which, you know, is a product that we sell for $10. But another, you know, a big component too is advertising. And advertising breaks down in a couple different ways. First, we get referral fees from airlines. So we you know, and our OTA online travel agency partners like Orbitz. When we send someone from Faircast to AA.com and other players, there's in some cases a referral fee involved. Also, you know, when we send someone to Orbitz, same thing. But we keep it unbiased. I mean, the display is completely unbiased, and it just reacts to the filters that as people are moving their way through our experience. Also, we have advertising partners where you can compare Faircast to other sites. We know that that's the natural behavior today is customers are shopping across different sites and looking at different options when deciding where to buy.
Mm-hmm.
So we make it really easy to, within one click, you know, go to Expedia.com, for example, and check that same trip at Expedia.com or Priceline.com. So, and then there is an advertising fee there. So, you know, we believe that's, you know, kind of this nice balance of providing a great user experience where the customer can come to one place and see all the options that are available directly at airline websites and the options that are available directly at the agency websites. And then, you know, also have a business model built around that where we get paid for that activity.
Now, you guys just came from the Focusrite convention in Orlando.
Uh-huh.
You had the chance to speak, as I understand it, between the CEO of Priceline and the CEO of Expedia, which was a great place to be keynoting. Tell us what you told those folks. What's coming up? What's new at Faircast, and what do you guys have coming down the road?
Absolutely. So our CEO, Hugh Crean, presented a keynote, and it was a great placement, and it's really highlighted the fact that more and more people care and the industry cares about how the whole online travel market is evolving and how smart travel search plays right into the themes of where the industry is going. Some of the things that we share are some of the new tools that we've launched. So in addition to a flights user experience, we also now have hotels. You can search for hotels on Faircast.com. And one of the things we've done within that is we really have truly created a user experience that isn't all around price. You know, one of the interesting things within a very fragmented hotel category is, you know, you can see, you know, there's multiple different hotel chains. I mean, you know, dozens and dozens in a given destination. And, you know, there's so many different products. You know, for example, all 4 stars just aren't created equal. I mean, you can go to Las Vegas and find, you know, one 4-star hotel property at $300 and another one at $150.
Right.
But they're very different experiences too. So it's hard to kind of get a grasp on which one's the deal. So our new product called Rate Key, Hotel Rate Key, tells you, is this rate I'm looking at a deal or not a deal, based on an analysis of historical pricing and other factors. So then you go in, and in some cases, the more expensive four-star hotel we call a deal, and the other we say is not a deal, which is counterintuitive if it's all price-driven.
Right.
So that's a new feature in our category for shopping for hotels, but fits within our model of, you know, we want a travel search experience that brings all the options, all the prices, and then we want to layer on smart to help people make better decisions.
Now, is there volatility in hotel prices? I know that heads in beds is the term they use, that's the equivalent of butts in seats in the airline industry. And obviously, as just like an airline seat, it's too late to sell it after the plane's left the gate. It's also too late to sell that hotel room at 1 o'clock in the morning. Is there volatility in hotel pricing, and is there a fair predictor analog to what you're doing with airline flights that could be part of your product?
There is volatility in hotel pricing. It does exist, and what we learn from customers is that there's a perception that there's pain around that. The people feel like there's volatility, and they want better information on where the hotel rates are going. We do not today have a hotel prediction. Rather, it's that hotel rate key I described. You know, that was the number one thing as we went out to listen to customers that there was confusion around, was where to stay. What, you know, give me some, get beyond the star rating, give me some senses, is this current rate of value or not? That's really what we heard from people as we went out into talk to customers. So, you know, we decided to focus our analytics and brain power on solving that problem, and it came forward in the form of the hotel rate key.
Mike, listen, we really appreciate your taking a few minutes out at the end of a long trip back to the Seattle area to talk with our listeners today. Like I say, I was blown away by the fare prediction service. It was really neat buying tickets that way. We encourage our listeners to take a look at it and find out more at farecast.com. Thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Paul, for the opportunity to chat with everyone today.
My guest has been Mike Fridgen, who's the Vice President of Marketing and Product Development for Farecast. The next 2 days are the Thanksgiving holiday weekend in the U.S., and as a result, the AeroNews special feature will take a brief hiatus. We will have our touch-and-go short-form feature for you on Thursday and Friday this week to keep you up to date on the current headlines. You've been listening to a special feature from AeroNews. On the web, you'll find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your holiday weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.